Good evening, everyone. This is Vicki with Ask Spirit Now, and it is so wonderful to be with you this evening. I'm with you from the North Georgia Mountains, and it is just quite beautiful today. And I want to let you know that we are so excited. Reverend Rose from Fort Myers, Florida, is also going to be my guest this evening, and it's just wonderful because I know we've been talking to you a long time about our retreats, and it is so nice to be able to finally tell you that we have the retreats ready to go, and you can go to AskSpiritNow.com to register and find out more. But this is going to be a part one of two series this Friday and then the next Friday with Reverend Rose and I. And Reverend Rose is the Energy Works. That's her Energy Works Center down in Fort Myers. And both she and I are the facilitators for this Heart Awakening Weekend. And we'll tell you a little bit more about it. But I do want to say just an intro for Reverend Rose. She is a doctor of metaphysics, and she does a lot of spiritual healings, and she does Yandi, which is a fabulous adult and inner child work that just brings you to life. And she does her own psychic readings down in, all across the nation, and also right there in her center in Fort Myers. So we welcome you this evening, Rose. How are you?
I'm great, Vicki, and thank you for having me on the show tonight. I'm so excited to speak with you and all your listeners.
Well, I want to just thank you so much, Rose, and I want everyone to get a sense of who you are and a sense of who I am. And I want to just do an intro just a little bit on what we're doing. And it's just about an hour from Asheville, and it's called the Heart Awakening Weekend. And it's September 17th through the 19th, which is a Friday through Sunday. And if you want to tell us a little bit about Bella Haven, I know you've been there, Rose, and this is where we're going to actually have the retreat.
Right. Bella Haven is an absolutely wonderful place, Vicki. I have stayed there and had just a very relaxing time there. Actually, Bella Haven is located in South Carolina, about an hour away from Asheville. And what's so exciting there is it's just a beautiful retreat. It's a haven. It's very quaint. It's lovely. It's so relaxing. And it's located on some very, very peaceful country grounds. So if people are real curious and wondering, this is definitely not a sterile institutional atmosphere. We are not conducting our retreat at a hotel. It's a beautiful, beautiful retreat center in a country setting. And I'm so excited because they have an actual 1,700 original log cabin on their property, and we're going to be doing meditations in it.
Oh, that's so awesome.
And well, I'm sorry, Vicki, for interrupting you. There is just really awesome as well. It's a 1920s colonial home. So it's a very family type atmosphere that our attendees are going to be able to experience. And I have to tell you too, I love food. And Betty, the owner there, along with her husband, but Betty is a gourmet cook, and she will be serving very healthy gourmet meals for our retreat.
That is awesome. Well, issues that I want to talk to everybody. It's not really an issue. You can tell I'm a lawyer. One of the aspects of this weekend that I want to share with everybody is that we're going to be doing some meditations. And I wanted you to share one of the meditations with us. We're not going to really meditate, but I wanted you to kind of share one of the meditations that we will be doing, Rose, and what it does for people. I mean, what would this, I know you have nature meditations and you just have a lot of meditations. Could you share one of those with us just so that people could understand a little bit about what they'll be getting at this beautiful retreat?
Sure. As you know, Vicki, I love meditations, and I like guiding people through meditations. And meditations can be extremely healing for people, and we have several very, very special meditations planned for this particular retreat. And the theme of our retreat is awakening the heart. So one of the meditations that we'll be working with is what I call the broken altar. And actually, the broken altar is a symbol for our broken hearts. And what happens as we go through our daily lives, the best part of our hearts, the part that is so capable of love and compassion, sometimes lies in ruins from all of these past hurts. So we leave pieces of our heart in various areas because of these past hurts. And so feelings of sadness, loss, grief, abandonment actually keep our heart in a broken state. So this particular meditation will work with them to help them gather those pieces. Bring back the pieces to yourself. Heal those pieces. Mend your heart and make it whole again. It's just a very powerful meditation.
I'll look forward to doing that with you. That's just awesome. Now, one thing I wanted to share with everyone this evening is something else that we're going to be doing is some past life regressions. We're going to do this as a group. And I just want to, I'm going to just share with you why going through your earlier lifetimes is so important for everyone. When we began our journey on this planet Earth, or wherever we actually had been, we've been through, many of us, Atlantis and just many, many different, societies and different forms. But we have been growing and evolving as humans. And one of the issues that I want to share with everyone this evening that Rose and I will be doing is some group past life regressions. Now, those that have worked with Rose one-on-one and those that have worked with me one-on-one know what these past lives can be, but we can also do them as a group. And the most powerful part of past life regressions is you don't just do it to find out that you were a king or a pauper or whatever in another life. Because believe me, we have had a lot. I don't even want to say how many lifetimes, but a lot of lifetimes passed. And so when we experience a lifetime, regardless, it's part of our Akashic records. And what we have from those, we have all of our thoughts, we have all of our feelings inside of all those lifetimes. And we also have our gifts inside those lifetimes. So when we come forward lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, all the past lives that we have had do not necessarily get ignited again this life. Otherwise, we'd be like a bunch of crazos, which sometimes I guess some of us feel that way anyway, but but basically, unless you have had a life experience, this life, the life that you are in now, that stimulates, reactivates a lifetime from the past, you will not experience those lifetimes, this life. It's only if you reactivate something. So I'm going to give you an example. And Rose does Yandi, and she'll be able to talk to you a little bit about that. But this is what's so powerful about this weekend, is that when you activate, let's say that as a child you were abused, this life, then you will activate all the lifetimes where you either were abused or that you abused others. So what happens is every lifetime gets activated. So what we're going to be doing is helping you to bring forth the pain, yes, the upset of that life, and bringing it to the light with understanding. That's the big key here. The other aspect of it is to be able to bring forth the gifts from that lifetime. The pianist, maybe you were a wonderful healer, all those lifetimes. So we're going to be working with a lot, and I would love for you to share some of your experiences too, Rose, with how past lives can help people in bringing them forth.
Well, Vicki, I I agree with you. It does help heal those past memories and even the current memory. What a past life is going to do is by letting someone recall that past life, they're going to have a better understanding of some of their relationships with this current lifetime. And they're going to retrieve memories, as you said, of their abilities and heal those current problems in this particular life that are locked in their unconscious memory. So what the past life is going to do, it's like a key that opens up the doorway. And I'm a firm believer of knowledge is power. So when, and it's healing. So when someone is able to see and feel these memories from their past life, they're truly able to heal them. And what's unique about the way that you and I conduct past lives is we do take our clients into the spirit realm as well, so they can obtain healing there. And many of my clients report long-lasting peace and relaxation after their regression, and they tell me that it helps them with clarity in their current life path. And that is truly the gift of a past life regression, is to give them clarity.
Yes, yes. Actually, that's what we're all seeking, is clarity, because so many times we go through our lives and we, you know, I want to give an example of being burned out. And I'll use myself for that, because as an attorney, all I did was just work, and I was doing divorces, and I just couldn't get out of the loop of being exhausted and worn out and stressed, because everybody that you're working with in a divorce is so upset. And so what would happen is I would become very burned out, and I couldn't even touch spirit again. It was like, where happened to Vicky? Where did she go? And anyone that works a lot, it doesn't matter what kind of position you do, if you disconnect from your heart, you just don't even know where you are anymore. And that clarity is gone. It just seems to have dissipated. And you're thinking, well, geez, I'm making a good living. I'm making my family happy. Everyone in my business is happy. My clients are happy. But what happened to me? And I know that a lot of you experience that. And so many of you are having shifts in your jobs. I know, because I talk to so many people, as does Rose. And we're all having shifts. And like, what happened to my job? I used to, you know, have this wonderful job, and now it's gone. But the truth is, when we really touch our hearts and a heart awakening, we found out that that really job really wasn't touching our hearts. Do you have you understand what I'm talking about, Rose, with your life?
Oh, most definitely. I can relate to the last bit of information as far as touching the heart. I am formerly from the corporate world, and I spent 30 years in the corporate world. I was a president and CEO of a large firm and managed a large staff. And one day, my business partner, unfortunately, died. It was a boating accident. And here I was, not knowing what to do. I related very well to my job. My job was my life. And now that it's been nearly 3 years since that incident, I see the beautiful gift in that. I wasn't on the right path. I was not in touch with my heart. And I must admit, the last, I'd say 6-9 months of working that job, I truly, truly was not happy. And I have found my place and my path, and I'm happy. I feel joy. I'm connected to spirit. And unfortunately, it took a cosmic 2x4 for me. But hopefully we can help others here at the retreat to find that joy and feel peace with themselves.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because that's part of what we're going to be working on. It's just for those folks that are stressed and they're burned out. And, you know, stress is basically just repressed anger. You're angry about something and you can't express it. And it turns into a depression, and you kind of get then, you know, depression, once you're depressed, then it can cause stress. It's just like a circle. It never ends. But another thing I think happens when you're burned out or stressed or depressed is that you get out of touch with yourself. You get out of touch with God, spirit, whatever you want to call that higher realm that keeps us connected and grounded here while we're floating around here as human beings here on this planet Earth. And one of the issues that I wanted to talk to you about with Rose is, sometimes do you ever just get tired of feeling exhausted? I mean, it's just like it never ends. And I just tell you, one of the things that I wanted to share, Rose, and then I know you have some things to say about this, but I wanted to share, and these are the kinds of things that we're going to touch on. It's going to be a happy weekend, and you're going to come back from this retreat not with that joy that people come with and 2 days later they fall apart. This is going to be with tools to truly help you connect so that when you leave the retreat 2 days, 3 days later, you still are connected and you know how to stay connected. And that's a very, very vital piece of this. But I want to share something with you because I had a unique experience years and years ago about my son. He went to a cult he was in a cult and he chose not to leave and he disconnected from his family. Not just me, but his whole family. And I didn't grieve over it because I was taught, that, you know, big, be bigger than that. Don't let it affect you. Go be strong. Go out in the world and succeed. And, you know, so all of a sudden it has recently hit me about the grief of this situation. And one of my wonderful mentors said, let the grief occur. So one of the things that we want to look at is, you know, touch your heart. When we suppress our feelings, that doesn't mean we have to go around crying all the time and being angry all the time or whatever. But when you're in your own space, in your own home, it is a beautiful place to really express and feel those emotions and don't hide them away. Whenever we hide things away, we are going into a space that is not healing. So what are your thoughts on that, Rose?
Vicki, you're 100% right. Repressed emotions will cause all kinds of havoc within you, and especially with your physical body. It's going to somehow manifest itself with ailments and can continue to escalate if you just don't deal with them. So you're right. You do need to feel those emotions. So if you're sad at the moment for the loss, feel it and help yourself move through it. And we will have tools to help our attendees to deal with these things. You know, society conditions us to the point that, you know, come on, move on. You're better off without that. Just move through it. But the truth of the matter is we have hearts and we feel. There's nothing wrong with feeling. The problem is when you wallow in it forever and allow it to take over. But feel, truly feel. And one of the things that we're going to do at the retreat, we're going to do it one of the mornings before the classes start, but if anyone would like to attend, we're going to do a little emotional boot camp, and we're going to teach people how to deal with some of these emotions, what it feels like in your body. What does fear feel like for you? What does anger feel like for you? And we're going to learn how to express those emotions so we can move through them and heal them and be able to deal with life and find some peace and joy within ourselves.
Well, that's beautiful. I do those mood exercises. My daughter and I, run around the house and do these in the morning. We don't do it every day, but we go through these emotional shifts, and I live out in the country, so we can hoot and holler and do our stuff, which we can do at this retreat. I'm sure a few people hear us now and then, but it's so wonderful because you really get to vent without having anybody call anybody on you. And that's what's so fabulous, because we can't continue, the society that we're in cannot continue to repress our emotions. It doesn't, I mean, I'm always careful when I say this because I don't want people to think that we can go around being angry. Let's just use Rose and I. Rose and I are very good friends. And if she gets upset with me, she's not going to hoot and holler and scream at me, but she's going to say, you know, Vicki, you really hurt my feelings there, or you said something. I don't know if you intended to say it, but that really hurt my feelings. That's the kind of emotion we're talking about where you handle it at the moment.
Right.
And usually I have to share this with you because we're going to get into a little bit of this in the retreat. And also I want to let you know we have another retreat in October, which we're going to tell you about at the end of the hour. And then we're going to share a lot more about that with you next week. But one of the things that happens is that when we start to express ourselves, we have to really understand that it isn't always the most comfortable thing in the world because you're so used to doing something the same way. It's sort of like a marriage that's been going on forever and you're miserable, and one day you wake up and you say, you know, who is this person? I'm dead as a doornail. He's dead as a doornail. We got to make a shift. And people say, well, wow, what happened to them? Well, the truth is they woke up. Something woke them up. And we certainly hope that for those that want to feel even more alive or feel a different aspect of their life, this heart awakening is going to help you to open up that part. And I'll have to tell you, I don't even know that Rose has ever heard this story, but I went through a shift in consciousness many years ago, and I was married at the time, and I woke up one morning and there he was. Well, of course he was my husband. Of course he'd be there. And y'all, I looked at him, I turned around, and I said, my gosh, who is this person? Who is this? I had shifted so much with this process that I had worked on, which has brought me to where I am today. I didn't even know who he was. Now, he didn't shift and he didn't understand, but I shifted, and it was like there was a stranger in my bed. We got a divorce a month, 2 months later, because I was just a different person. And thank goodness that I went through those shifts. And yes, and I'm not saying you're going to get a divorce every time you have a shift, but believe me, they can be powerful shifts too. You can also have had people wake up and they see the man that was sitting, laying with them, their husband that they had fallen out of love with years and years ago. And all of a sudden they go through these shifts and they're in love again. So have you ever had a shift like that that's been so profound with someone, Rose, that it kind of woke you up?
Oh, yes, and I'm sure just about every single one of your listeners can relate to that as well. Actually, mine was in marriage as well, and unfortunately, we had definitely grown apart, but both of us could see it and made the necessary changes so there was happiness for both of us. And the story that you told, and thank you for sharing that with us, Vicki, and my experience as well, was someone that was with someone that was still here on this physical plane. So it was very easy for us to deal with them. But there's times where we haven't dealt with a situation and they cross over. They're no longer here. Mm-hmm. So how do you deal with something like that? How do you heal your heart from something like that? And you and I have a beautiful technique that we can teach our attendees on how to connect with someone on the other side so they can have that conversation.
Yes.
And they can sit here on the physical plane, have the conversation, and reach that other person on the other side so there can be a healing for the person here left behind. We want to pick up all those broken pieces of that heart and put it all back together for a beautiful, loving, compassionate, whole heart.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because when somebody has crossed over, and both Rose and I do medium work, so, you know, we can communicate with those if those beings choose to come in that have crossed over. But what's so fabulous about it is it helps them, too. If you're going through something, let's just say a father and a daughter have an issue together, and he's transcended, crossed over. And the daughter, the person sitting at the retreat, the person here on planet Earth, can go through a huge healing. But when that person goes through the huge healing, the person on the other side does too. And if they have already come back into another body, they still will feel the healing, because we are one, we are many. And so we are all connected in one shape or another. It doesn't mean that, you know, somebody that hurts you deeply from your childhood, an abuser, a pedophile, or someone like that, you're not going to go have dinner with them, and you're not going to have anything to do with them. And they may need to be in jail to handle their karma. But the fact is, you don't have to carry the pain, and you don't have to carry the upset, because you don't want to have that connection in any kind of shape with that next life, that person, the next life. So it's really important, everyone, to heal as much as we can this life. Because what we don't heal this life, we typically will bring in the next life until we get it. And I'll tell you, it took me a few times to learn a few lessons. And, oh, my goodness, I'm lucky I stayed safe. I'm sure you are too, Rose, because we've been both very protected through our lives, but think of the lessons that we've all had to learn. And sometimes it comes in, like my mother had a very serious car wreck, and she's been crippled all of her life because of that lesson. And that was a hard one. You know, that's a hard lesson to go through. And many people have to go through lessons like that to get whatever. But, I want to share something too about the drumming. Oh my goodness, I love to drum. And I understand they have a fabulous place where we can do drumming, right?
Yes, they do have a fire pit. And yeah. Ernie, I call him the fire tender. He has a passion for it, absolutely loves it. So Ernie will make sure that we have a wonderful fire that evening where we can sit around and do some drumming. So I'm telling everyone to BYOD, bring your own drum.
I'm bringing mine.
In case you're traveling and flying and can't bring a drum, Bella Haven does have some extra drums and other musical instruments if you'd like. And we will have a drumming circle Saturday night and spend some time with each other out in nature. And I'm really looking forward to it. And if Spirit so moves us, perhaps Vicki and I may be able to give some messages for people that evening as well.
Right, that's right. And one thing I wanted to share, that as far as cost and all that, you can go on AskSpiritNow.com, and all that data will be on there. Now, we had a couple of requests for and I chose the first one that came in for a reading, just to kind of get a sense of, we're going to be offering on the afternoon after the retreat is over some half-hour readings. We're going to give them at a reduced rate. But there was a lady from Florida that I told her to be listening this evening, and her birthday is in February, and she asked for a mini reading. So I'm just going to give her, basically, she knows who she is, and I'm going to ask Spirit to give me the information. I did it on tarot cards, and I did it on her birthday, because this year for her, and this is someone born in 1954, so for those that are around that time period, February 1954, you can start to relate a little bit to this. And but it's a year to focus on her strengths, to leave the rest to someone else. In other words, don't try to be everything to everybody. Focus on what you do best is my message for her tonight. And leave, you know, if somebody does something else, let them do that. And don't try to be just everything, because it'll drive you nuts. And the message is just focus on your strengths. It's a year of surrender. Now, this year, for her, it started in February, and that year will end in next February, 2011. It's a year of surrender, to let go and to give it up to Spirit. Now, I want to share something with everyone about surrender. This does not mean that you go sit in your bedroom and you watch soap operas all day and say, Spirit, take charge. It means that when you're in that space where you don't know what to do, you go meditate, you find out what Spirit wants you to do, and you go with it, and you don't resist and fight. I know all about resisting and fighting, so I can share that with our listeners, because that's been my biggest lesson this life, that when the feelings get hung up, you know, like, what do I do now? How do I'm feeling? We just kind of wait it out, accepting those times without worry and resistance. Now, that's a big statement. Accepting the times that we're going through, this particular person, without worry and without resistance. And I my message here is we're going to have to go through our lessons anyway. We can either go through them fighting, or we can go through them with some semblance of joy and peace and happiness. And it's a lot easier to do it with joy and peace and happiness. Doesn't mean we suppress how we feel now, but it just means we don't have to be, we don't have to sit and wait, sitting there watching soap operas all afternoon. But if you need a break and you need to watch one, then go for it. Or if you want to watch, you know, something just to relax a little bit, it's kind of letting go with the flow. It's a time for forgiving yourself as well as others. It's also a time for giving to yourself, not forgiving, but to give to yourself and to others. It's almost like it's almost just like this person is of great service to people. And in that service, she is balancing her karma, and she's also finding her true joy and true essence. Now, very creative year this year. It's a year to help old forms dissolve old thoughts and of old thought forms and create new synthesis. That means kind of a new grouping of people, a new family unit, if you may, of friends. And I also get a sense that the family, biological family, if you may, is kind of going away. Dissolving is the word I want to use. And new energy forms are coming in that are brighter, happier, and more peaceful. It's a time in her life of when these disintegrating energies are leaving, new creation and new opportunities are arriving. Last year, this person went through a huge ending of a major shift in their life. It was sad for them. It was chaotic for them. But at the same time, it was what was part of the way it's supposed to be. If an astrologer was on the show right now, they would say, ah, I can see it in the, as above, so below. So, yeah, it's ultimately freeing. It's a transforming year. It's allowing her to have life in her life that she hasn't had probably this lifetime for sure. I can't go into others. It's too short of a reading, but believe in yourself and believe in the divine grace. This is a year to be aware, to not really feel sorry for yourself. That doesn't mean that you don't feel, and in feeling you grow. Just don't be so immersed in it that, you know, would just be cautious of going into sympathy, but be very aware of the feelings so that you can grow. Next year will be an incredible year for growth. Huge changes again, but this time it's going to be accompanied, which is even better than this year, is it's going to be accompanied with a time of success. A time where life's joys are coming in, and it is a time to live, sing, and dance, because you're going to be going through major transformations, but with success attached with it. And the message is free yourself to be even more of who you are, because spirit is in you and spirit is with you. And that is my message for the lady in Florida that was born in 1954 in February. So that's just a little semblance of what we'll be doing and some of our heart awakenings, because it isn't necessarily, and Rose will say this too, it's not just necessarily about predicting, oh, on February 10th, you're going to have a new relationship or you're going to have a new job. That's always nice to know, but you can make such shifts in your life that's why psychics tend to be off on their timing, because people make their own free will choices, which can shift timing. So anyway, that's what I have to say about that. Now, what did Rose... what did you want to share, if anything, about some inner child work, possibly, that we're going to be doing that as well at this workshop?
Sure. With the inner child, a lot of people have said, well, I've done that work. Inner child work is actually never ending, but you can make it fun. And just so people will understand, what is the inner child? It's actually a symbol for your emotions. So, again, we're going to be dealing with emotions. We're going to do a little bit of work with the inner child. And so people can have the understanding that your inner child, your emotions, is a direct result of what you're feeling and doing in your life. So if you've had, I've worked with one client, it was interesting, she had the great aha moment. We were discussing her inner child work, and she said she checked on her inner child this morning, and my child was very, very sad. And so I asked her what happened to her the day before, and she said nothing. It was a good day at work. And I said, what about the day before that? And she said, she started to say, oh, wait a minute. I had a fight with my boyfriend that day. There you go. The inner child was crumpled up and feeling extremely sad. So she did some work with her inner child to heal that pain. And so she could bring joy again. What many people don't understand is your emotions, that inner child, is your true healer. Your inner child can heal you. Your inner child is that vital creative force within you. And a healthy child brings joy into your life.
I think that's so beautiful. I want to share something about that, because I have a child in my life that's my daughter, and when I ever feel sad, she will come up and give me a big kiss, and she'll draw a little heart, Rose, and she'll say, see, Mommy's heart is broken. And I'll say, yes, Anya, my heart is broken right now. And she'll give me a kiss, and then she'll put a big rose in the heart, and she'll say, it's time to let that heart come together now. And, I mean, you can't help but be happy with that type of comment, because, see, children are children. I mean, they have their moments as well as we do, but it's so vital for us. And that's, I think that's what's so great about having young children, even when you're a little older like myself. But excuse me, it's so powerful to feel that inner child when you have them, whether you have grandchildren or young children. It's just powerful. Now, one thing I want to share too, we'll mention it again at the end of the show, but we also, Ask Spirit Now and Energy Works, which of course is myself and Rose, are also presenting a weekend of inner sanctuary training in Asheville, and we're going to be doing that October 8th, 9th, and 10th. And as well, I wanted Rose to share a little bit about that, because we're going to be talking about that next week, the part two series on our second retreat, because it is a completely different kind of retreat than the Awakening of the Heart. And it is just a wonderful way to go into the next phase of, once you've opened up your heart, then it's a fabulous way of reaching that sacred space that you can go to every day. So could you share, Rose, with us a little bit about that place that's going to be, just so they can hear about it next week, we can go into more detail.
Sure. We're going to be doing the inner sanctuary training in the mountains of Leicester. It's about 30 minutes northwest of Asheville. And we will be on some private land, 40 acres to be exact. And so there's a lot of natural wildlife. There's going to be hiking trails there. So we're going to be very much in connection with nature and with the universe. The accommodations there are just beautiful. They're private as well. And for those of you who really want to get in touch with nature, tent camping is also available.
Oh, wow. So now if somebody is in Spartanburg, or if they're already in Asheville, they can just come to the retreat. Y'all don't have to be staying there, although it would be really nice. I think the fee for the weekend, just for the food and the lodging, not any other fees, airport fees or our fees or anything like that, but I think it's just $140 per weekend for each Bella Haven as well in Asheville. So if people are already local, you know, you can just drive in every day, but you can also enjoy the food, and they'll work with you on all of that so that you can be, because we want to have a group. And I want to share something, because I went to a retreat recently. It was at a hotel. And the people were wonderful, and I loved being there. Yet I didn't enjoy it as much as I have the retreats that were with everybody stayed together. Everybody ate together. Everybody was a part of. And when you're in a hotel, it sort of segments, and people were going off and doing their own thing, which was great, too. It's just that I, you know, Rose and I want this to be something where we, you know, we really form friendships and really touch each other's hearts so that you can find other people that are like you, that really everyone is going through issues and challenges, and we all have the heart awakening. So I just, I really want to let you know, even if you're local, you can still come to this and just eat there. And if you do want to stay, it's going to be very, we've really worked it out where the pricing is very, very accommodating for everyone. So I just wanted to share that. Now, again, you can go to AskSpiritNow.com for all the details. You can go on the retreat page. You can pay there. We're also accepting checks if people don't use credit cards. So just get all the data there. Now, there's some other issues that I, or thoughts that I had about this, you know, when we go through changes of life and going through our life progressions, we go through a lot of thoughts and feelings that have to shift. And I love the positive thinking that goes on, Abraham and all of that. And I love all of that because I use it. It's at the same time, though, we still need, and that's what's so wonderful about Yandi, and I'll get up the inner child work, and we'll be also talking about thoughts and feelings and how we can shift those and where they're stored in our bodies, because it is vital through Rohan, and this is not a Rohan retreat, but we are going to be touching on that, how we can shift our thoughts and feelings. What are some of the experiences you've had with changing the thoughts and feelings and really discovering that, Rose?
Well, in my own journey and also working with many clients, I guess what I can say is sometimes even though we feel that we're aware of who we are and what we're thinking, many times unconsciously, no, we're not. And oftentimes there's a core fear within us that is stored in our body. And associated with that core fear are also core thoughts. Perhaps someone, you know, feels that they're unloved because they're not worthy. So the unworthiness is a thought, and the unloved is an emotion. It's a fear. And what you and I just strive to do with the Rohan and the Yandi is to bring these thoughts and fears to the surface. And quite honestly, when I did the work with myself, it was such an awakening for me. I knew I wasn't feeling right and my life wasn't as satisfying, but I really didn't know what was going on. And I needed the help, and oh gosh, did it turn my life around. And I just know so much the power of this work, as you do. And, you know, if I could do it for everyone out there, I would. But people have to take charge and responsibility for themselves and need to come forward and ask for that help. And there are many like Vicki and myself who are very willing and able to help them to connect and become whole, healthy, and so much who they are, which is truly a beautiful, beautiful being of light, a spiritual being.
That's beautiful. And one of the processes we're going to be using fun aspects of the workshop is the retreat, is that we're going to be looking at when we're 10 years old, because when we're 10 years old, we make decisions. And that's pretty universal. Maybe 9, maybe 11, but around that time period, everyone makes a decision about themselves. Usually, that's pretty negative. We can have good ones, but those are not the ones that are adversely affecting us. And we're going to be looking at what these decisions are, how they've affected us. Now, we call that Rohan. And I'm going to be working with everyone in a group process to help you find that, so that it can help you to release. And that's a little bit of the inner child work as well that we're going to be doing. And it's very exciting because I feel that when we come together in this beautiful space in Spartanburg, which is so close to Asheville, it's such a beautiful space, it is a time to help those who want to ascend. And I'm looking forward to it, I'm sure, as well as Rose, because it is a time for you. It is a time for you to touch your own heart. And it is a time to find that joy within us because, folks, we're going to be here for a long, long time on this planet, and we might as well start to look how to do it the best way that we can. Because I don't know about y'all, but I've had a lot of years where I just wasn't real happy. And I got to the point where I said, you know what, this is not good. You know, it's time to really start to enjoy life because I believe that's what we're here for. We're here to learn and to progress and transform, but we're also here to find some joy. And the more friends we have and the more we connect with others and through our hearts, the more joy that we can have with that. And I didn't know if there was anything else you wanted to share, Rose. We just have a few more minutes until the end of the evening. Is there anything you wanted to share?
I'm just looking forward to doing the retreat with you, Vicki, because I truly feel that we can all benefit from healing our heart, from awakening that heart and opening it up. And I'm just so excited to be able to work with people and give them the tools to be able to do that and to help themselves.
Yes. And, you know, it's what's so wonderful is that even if we're the facilitators, we learn from you as well. And we open our hearts even more, which is, I just think, fascinating. And, you know, I'm sitting here looking out this beautiful evening and it's about to rain. And it's just so beautiful to see the squirrels. I had a little squirrel out here right before it got a little too dark to see him, but he was just staring at me, and I got the feeling that he was just saying, thank you for all the seeds and all the food that you give me and the safety that you give me out here, because I live out in the middle of nowhere in the country, and it's quite beautiful. And I picked two cards for everyone this evening. These are from my deck of Rohan cards, and it says, a dream will tell you something important within 2 weeks. So I want you to be aware of that. And then also, your thoughts are like a magnet. They attract experiences to you. Be aware and think positive. So I just want to share that with you. And just remember to ask Spirit now what your thoughts are, your feelings are, your truest heart desires. And I really want you to touch your heart this evening and do your breathing. And go ahead and go to Ask Spirit now. Go ahead and sign up for this retreat and know that this is your calling to open that heart. Just let it be, because you're listening and Spirit is calling. And if it feels right to you, then we definitely want to encourage you to come. And we, you know, I want to meet everybody. I know that you're out there and I feel your energies, and it would just be so nice. So nice to meet you. And we are on our next part two of this series, which will be airing next week. We're going to be discussing the seminar retreat that we're doing up in Asheville on October 8th, 9th, and 10th. It's called the Inner Sanctuary Training, and it's really touching your heart, you know, manifesting your dreams and going into that sacred space in your heart, so that you can touch that and learn to find that inner strength and love within yourself. So I want to thank you all this evening. And just remember to ask Spirit now for all of your deepest heartfelt questions, and really know that Spirit is with each and every one of you, that love surrounds us with all of our spiritual guides and our energies. And I want to thank you, Reverend Rose, for being here, and I will look forward to having you next week as well so that we can discuss our retreat in Asheville. So
I thank you and all your listeners.
Well, thank you. And I want to just share something with everyone. When we talk about heart awakening, I want you to just, you know, Steve Smith was on my show a while back, and I just want you to breathe right now. We're about to end the show, but I want you to just breathe into your heart, and I want you to feel all the love that's there, because you, each one of you, is full of love. And remember that we can only give what we have. So I just want you to breathe into your heart just for a moment and just feel the love that you have and then breathe out. And just do that a couple of times during the day because it is very, very, very powerful. And Rose, I wanted you to share a little bit more about one of the meditations that you love so much, whatever that one is. We just have a few more minutes until the show ends, but could you share some of that, just something that's dear to your heart?
Sure. One of the other meditations that I use is actually healing, and I call it an energetic cleanse. And we'll be using this at our retreat as well. But this heals the heart, and it works with people on a physical level as well. So it's going to work with some physical ailments that they may have had in the past. So any illnesses or surgeries or anything like that, we're going to work with them on that and erase those memories from their body. But more importantly, we are going to work with the heart and open up the heart and help them heal the heart. And there's going to be an exercise in forgiveness there. And that's going to truly bring tremendous benefits to the person that is being forgiven, but more so to the client themselves, because it's going to bring tremendous healing to their own heart. Those pains of past hurts just don't serve you anymore. It's time to let them go, people, and we're going to be working with them. So if you're ready for it, come visit us at the retreat. We'd be happy to show you some of these techniques that you can use to help yourself.
One thing I want to comment on about the forgiveness is that I have gone through many retreats, and I honor every single thing that I've ever done. One of the issues, though, that I've had with forgiveness is I always felt that I had to truly take that person in and, you know, treat them like family. And I don't think that's what forgiveness is. It's more about understanding what happened, understanding the other person, why they do the things they do. It doesn't mean that we still have to say it's okay to do that. Boundaries are very important, and you can go into the archives on one of my earlier shows on May 14th, because I talk about boundaries. It is very vital to keep your boundaries in. At the same time, though, that when we don't forgive, it hurts us, not the other person. And I think the biggest issue about forgiveness is that it's like, but wait a minute, that person hurt me. I'm not going to just like say it's okay. And that is one of the most beautiful parts of forgiveness, is you don't have to say it's okay that you did this. You still keep your boundaries in, and you know, you don't allow that to ever happen again. But it's about, it's the part in your heart. It's about your own body and your own healing, and the understanding is the key. When you truly understand how it all evolved, your part in it, their part in it, only then have I personally found that true forgiveness occurs. Otherwise, if there's no understanding on it, it isn't going to work. And I want to share one other thing. I think we have just a few more minutes, is that I have a friend who has forgiven her father for some things that happened. But boy, when he comes back into her life or her space and he tries to do the same things again, I mean, she orders him out of her house, because spirituality does not mean that we allow us to be squashed and killed and hurt. It means we keep our boundaries strong. That's what spirituality means. Those boundaries are strong. You hurt me once, you're not going to hurt me again. But I will forgive you as long as you don't do it again, and you keep your distance if you try to do it again. She orders them right out of the house and says, you're not coming back in again. And the poor guy, I mean, you know what? He better learn this life, or he's going to have another lifetime full of it. And she's learning. She's keeping her boundaries. Have you ever experienced anything like that, Rose?
Yes, I have. And you're right. It's not a matter of having them be your best bud again, but it's to recognize that sometimes you had a role in that hurt as well. And it's to understand that the hurt may not have necessarily been geared towards you. The person was only reacting to their own experiences, and your perception of it was a hurt against you, and that may not necessarily be so, but irregardless, it still hurts you and you have some pain, and it's time to release those pains, and we have some ways to help you do that.
Yeah, and I just think it's so powerful because in the last couple of years, it's the very first time that I really, with these techniques, really learned how to forgive. I think I have forgiven on certain levels, but not to the point where I could feel that I had actually forgiven, because I can remember saying, I can't forgive this person right now. And now I'm able to forgive them. Do I ever want to just, you know, socialize with them? No, I don't. But I still understand why they did the things that they did and why they will continue to do those things. But they're not going to do them to me. And that's the big issue. They're not going to do it to me. It may take them 50 lifetimes. It may take them this lifetime. But they're not going to do it to me. And I think that's when the true forgiveness comes in, is when you put your boundaries up in there and say, you know, you hurt me, but it ain't going to happen again. But you know what? I'll honor the forgiveness and I'll honor you on your path, but I'm not going to allow it to happen. And it is very important to tell people that too, Rose. I don't know if you've had this experience, but when somebody's hurt you, it is all right to say, you hurt me, it isn't going to happen again. And I will still, you know, if they're family, I will still have you in my home and I will still honor you at Christmas. But if you go to hurt me again with this same behavior, I will not allow it and I will ask you to leave. But you do it with love in your heart, and that's the big lesson.
That's the key lesson. Love in the heart. Come from the heart when you do that.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't do it with hate. You can't do it with anger. You have to come with love in the heart. It's easy to tell someone they're not coming back, but if you do it with hate and resentment and anger, then it isn't love. And I think that's been my biggest lesson. But I'm going to tell you something, Rose. I'm not going to get this lesson just today. It's going to be a lifelong lesson. I mean, it's going to be probably, I mean, Christ taught us that. That was why he came back to this earth, was to teach us about opening the heart and unconditional love. And that's a lesson that is, it is, I feel, something that we learn day after day after day after day. So I'm quite honest.
Not only do we learn it, Vicki, but we live that. Not only do we learn it, we live it.
Well, living
in the heart is key for us.
Yes, yes, it is. It's just very vital. And we want to share, Rose and I want to share some of the wonderful life lessons that we have had. And that's why it's so important. We've been working on this retreat and the next one that's coming up in October in Asheville. We've been working on this for months, probably really years, because we really want to share our experiences with you, our lessons and our education and our heartfelt love that we have. And we just are so excited about sharing this and meeting each and every one of you. And if you do have questions, you know, you certainly can feel comfortable going through VBS to ask them. You can also go to the website, AskSpiritNow.com, to find out about these. Now, Rose, you have an email. I'll go ahead and give everybody your email. So if they have questions for you, to share that email with them.
Sure. My email is energyworks, and energy is spelled E-N-E-R-G-I-E. I'm French, and that's the French way of spelling it. energyworks@comcast.net. And I look forward to any questions.
Yes, because, you know, this is a valuable time for each and every one. You're taking time out of your time, and you know, it's important that you understand who we are and what we're doing, and anything you ask, you know, any questions you have, we both welcome them. You know, you can go to her email, you can go to the AskSpiritNow.com and go to the contact page and put your name in, and that's actually, by the way, how you register as well for this, is to go through that you can just go to AskSpiritNow.com/retreat. So I believe that it's time for our beautiful evening to end. And I just again want to thank each and every one of you. And just remember that the heart awakening is very, very powerful. And we look forward to meeting you there. Good night.
Good night.